Good morning. The reading is taken from Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10 until verse 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, we've been in Ephesians for a few weeks, and Paul has taken us through the most important things that he can tell the Ephesians. First of all, that God has a plan for everyone to become united in Christ, the blood of Jesus. Unites us in him, who offers us the free gift of salvation. God wants each of us to be part of this plan. We're not spectators, we're participants, using the specific gifts that he has given us. So our few years of life on earth will not be something to be endured passively, whiled away, something to be lived strategically. What did Sophie say last week? Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Because, of course, there are forces that resist God's good plan for the world. And so today we come to perhaps the most famous passage in Ephesians, isn't it? Ephesians 6, full armor of God. And maybe we think this is for kids. It's a great Sunday school lesson, isn't it? Yeah, Margaret's got a good Sunday school lesson on this one. She's got the cardboard armor at home, right? Kids marching around wearing bits of armor. But you know what? We've lived this life, haven't we? We know that the spiritual forces of evil are not just a children's story. We know that they're breaking marriages, breaking lives, breaking hearts. So we don't need the cardboard armor. We need the real armor. Otherwise, we'll be blown away in this world. So putting on the armor is the final confirmation that we're soldiers, not spectators in some kind of sporting event. We're going to put the clothes of a soldier on in preparation for battle. We remember that God has a plan for us in chapter 3, verse 19, that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And in chapter 4, verse 13, to experience the whole measure of the fullness of God. So it's not a bit of armor that we're putting on. It's the full armor of God. It's not the light version. It's not the streamlined version or the quick version. And Paul says it twice in case we weren't paying attention. Paul generally says things twice when he wants us to pay attention, doesn't he? Verse 11, if you've got your Bibles, we're just looking at these 10 verses. Verse 11, full armor. Verse 13, full armor. And here's the word in Greek. Sophie's Greek. She knows her in Greek. Panoplian. Can you hear that? Panoplian? Can you hear the pan? That's everything, isn't it? Pandemic, pan-American, and so on. And panoply has a meaning very much like in French. You know what une panoplie is in French? It's an outfit. It's a disguise that you wear to a party, right? It's the full thing. Now, you're not dressed as Darth Vader at a fancy dress party unless you have the full thing on, right? And imagine if you go without the helmet and the breastplate and the cape. You know, you'd just be wearing your mom's tights. How strange would that be, you know? Imagine turning up without the full outfit. So this morning, let's make sure, like kids, that we've got the full outfit on. And we're going to look at each part. What are the parts? Well, there's the belt, the breastplate, the shoes, the shield, the helmet, and the sword. And we will think about which parts we've been leaving at home because they're too heavy or they're too stupid, and which parts are in need of repair, need some oil, which parts we will focus on. And at the end, we'll each pick one. And I've made some little cards with little bits on. You can come up to the front here and pick up a card and stick it in your wallet if you still have a wallet, or your Bible, or the back of your phone, or a mantelpiece, or any physical object that still exists in the 21st century. And say, yes, God, that one's for me today. So, we're putting it on. He says put on twice, doesn't he? Verse 11. Endouthaste, put it on. Go under it. Imagine when you're putting the breastplate on, you're actually getting under it, aren't you? It's actually protecting you. When you put the helmet on, you know, I remember my dad used to have World War II gas masks. And I said, how did they work? He said, oh, they work like this. I said, what are you doing? You're putting a thing on your face. Well, yeah, you breathe through it. Really? You know, you put it on. Get underneath it. What do we need to put on? And verse 13, he says, take it up. Pick it up. Pick up that piece of armor. Take it up. What do we need to take up in this new season? So we need to find out why we're doing this and then what the different bits are. Well, the reason we're doing it is mentioned four times, isn't it? Verse 11, verse 13, verse 13 again, and verse 14, to stand. To stand. The goal is to stand. What's the opposite of standing? Well, it's either falling down, or lying down, or dying, sitting down, being swept along. A lot of opposites. Stand, verse 11, against the methods of the devil. Stand, verse 13, against the day of evil. That word is translated stand against, that's resist. Verse 13, and after you have done everything, to stand. Verse 14, stand with the truth wrapped around your waist. It's good to be standing. I'm still standing. Elton John. Looking like a true survivor? Not really. Feeling like a little kid? There are worse things in life than to be like a kid, right? At least kids have cardboard armor. It suggests that we haven't given up. It suggests that we haven't become casualties of the war. God promises that becoming a victim of the war is not inevitable. So inevitability is not a view that we should have of life. You can take your stand. That's what Paul says. You can take your stand. You can take your stand. You can take your stand in his strength with his armor. So let's do the list, shall we? First item is, of course, the belt, isn't it? The belt in verse 14. This is what a preacher would call the gird up your loins section of the sermon. So prepare for some loin references. Of course, there isn't a word for belt here because they didn't wear belts, okay? What it says is in Eastern dress, your dress comes down to the ground, and when you're going to go somewhere, it stops you from moving. So what do? Well, you get two bits of it, and you tie them in a knot around your waist. That way you can move around and you're not continually falling over your clothes. Okay? So using part of your long flowing robes so that we can get moving. If we're standing still, long flowing robes are fine. That's one reason why people stand up. It's to get ready to get moving. So that's kind of what the belt's about. Does having the truth have anything to do with getting moving? The belt of truth. The tying something around your waist because of the truth. Why are these two words together? If the world is a meaningless pile of dust drifting meaninglessly through space, then I have some advice for us. We should drift meaninglessly through life. If, on the other hand, God has a plan to bring unity to the whole world under Christ, offering the free gift of salvation, then, if that's true, time is short. And we should stand and be ready to accomplish those abundant works that God has prepared for us using our unique gifts. So gird up your loins, saignez vos reins, et voilà la ceinture de saigner, right? La ceinture. What long flowing robes are getting in our way this morning? They look lovely, by the way, your long flowing robes. They look very nice. But are they getting in our way? Can we get them under control? Do we need to tie them up to get going? So we're going to get going because of the truth. If there's a truth, we need to get going. Number two, the breastplate. Thoraka. Can you hear the word thorax in there? Thoraka. Thoraka tes diakaiosunes. Yeah, the breastplate of righteousness. The chest protector in sports, right? Do you have for riding or cricket or something? Do you have a chest protector? In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, Paul also suggests that faith and love would make a good breastplate. In any case, it's the thing that protects our vital organs. And in Western culture, one of our vital organs is called the heart, isn't it? Now, I know the Greeks talk about sort of the guts of righteousness and things, but we're protecting what's in here, you know? We're protecting the most important thing that we have. And what protects our heart? The breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is what protects our heart. Righteousness is what theologians call justification by faith. The fact that we are counted as innocent through a right relationship with God in Christ. Justification by faith. It's not something you can accidentally lose on your way to church. So it's always there to protect us. Perhaps we think that in the world there are good people. Think of a good person. Who have you got? Bear Grylls, I was thinking. Okay. Good people and bad people. Think of a bad person. Oh, him again. Okay. Now, depending on our own psychology, we then think that we are either good people or bad people. We put ourselves in one of those camps, right? That's kind of how people view the world, you know? But this is not what the Bible says. It says that being considered right before God, being considered just before God, is a gift which can only be given by his perfect, right, just Son, Jesus. What does Romans 3:24 say? And you are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. There's nobody else in the good camp. Our righteousness doesn't come from us. There are no other good people except Jesus. What does Romans 3:23 say? All have sinned, fall short of the glory of God. That's us. That's you and me. Okay? So, if you are given this free gift, strap it on. Buckle it on. Climb inside it. Live inside it. It's the most precious thing in the world. It saves our hearts from death. Saves our hearts from death. Okay, so we've got the flowing robes tied up. We're wearing a breastplate. At the moment, we look ridiculous. Okay? But let's carry on anyway. Feet. It's time for feet. Do you like shoes? Feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Oh dear, Paul's written a really complicated sentence here, hasn't he? Feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Now, why didn't he just say good news shoes or something? New branding opportunity for you there, good news shoes. Okay. I'm sure you were all reading Acts 12:8 this morning. Yeah, me too, yeah. What did the angel say to Paul when he was about to bust him out of prison? You know what he said? He said, gird up your loins and put on your sandals. That's what he said. Gird up your loins and put on your sandals. So if even an angel has said it to Paul, then it must be good advice. We're moving from indoors to outdoors. We're moving from our safe little world into the scary outside world to bring the gospel. That's scary. It's even more scary if you're not wearing shoes. The readiness of the gospel of peace. Imagine how many pages of commentaries there are about that one phrase. Lots of ideas about this. Most people note that sandals have studs, or cleats, you might call them, right, like football boots. So the idea is that it helps gripping the terrain and not losing balance. Remember that our objective is to stand and not to fall, to stand and not to slip. And it may also have a cognitive sense, mightn't it, that the gospel is something that we have to know. Okay, so we have to be standing in the gospel. The gospel isn't just an idea. It's a series of facts. Paul often says that knowing is important. 1 Corinthians 14, I was actually listening to this week. Paul says, I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my mind. So knowing the gospel, being ready with the gospel, that's also important. Are we experts on the gospel? Do we take time to know it well? The gospel is what's saving our life. So getting the shoes to match the outfit, always a nightmare, right, Naz? No? Okay. But the gospel will go with anything. All right. The shield. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. What? We're going to be under fire? Why didn't anybody tell me about this? Somebody is shooting at us? What the hell is going on? This passage is full of references to what we're fighting against. We started with verse 12, didn't we? Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And indeed, the contrast between wartime and peacetime is probably one of the biggest contrasts we can imagine. Soldiers in peacetime, they're wandering around wearing flashy uniforms, irritating people. Soldiers in wartime, not coming home to grieving families. There couldn't really be a bigger contrast, could there, between those irritating, flashy soldiers in peacetime and those soldiers in wartime laying down their lives. Believe me, we wouldn't be putting this stupid armor on if there wasn't a war. So the flaming arrows are the schemes. They're called the methods of the devil. And that's in verse 11 and in verse 13, they are the day of evil. And that's all real. Paul uses the same words for the methods of the devil in Ephesians 4:14, deceitful scheming, it's called there. And the word is methodoi. It's actually just the word methods. The devil has methods. It's maybe helpful to know this. The devil has what people call nowadays a playbook, right? It's like the Screwtape Files, you know. Ah, yes, him will do this, right? The devil has methods. And we've lived the Christian life. We probably know what the devil's method is for us, right? What page of the playbook does the devil use on you? Is it the same one he uses on me? So we should be getting better at pointing the shield in the right direction and saying, oh yeah, it's always that one, isn't it? It's always that one. And the shield works. Take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Old friend of mine, drug addict, and he'd been clean for 6 months, and he's standing at a bus stop, and a man comes walking down the street. It's his dealer, and he says, haven't seen you for a while, got some good stuff. And the guy thinks, that's it, I'm dead, you know. And he hears a voice, and the voice says, are you getting on? It's the bus driver. And he says, yes, I'm getting on, and he gets on, you know. God is faithful. The shield of faith can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Two more, right? Helmet of salvation. Take a hat, for heaven's sake. Can we take a hat, please? We'll be sticking our heads above the parapet. You know what that is in French? Monter au créneau, isn't it? It's rather like the breastplate. It's important to keep our head in a safe place. However bad things get, is our head in a safe place? Now, we think of the head as the mind, don't we? Are we in a good place mentally? The Bible's a good friend when we need that. The helmet of salvation. I'm not saving myself. Christ has saved me. Christ saved me a long time ago. That's not going to change. So we can have our heads in a good place. You know, somebody loves me. His name's Jesus. Are our heads in a good place? What are they full of? Do you need a spring clean? It's not spring. Who knows? And finally, the word of God. Why? Why the sword? Why the sword? Because attack is the best means of defense, right? The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Probably know the famous parallel text, Hebrews 12. The word of God is alive. This is alive. Active. Sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. This does. Need discernment? The word of God. So again, as we said about the gospel, faith in Christ is not just a feeling. There's also something to know. To know what the Bible says and what it means for us today. That's why it's important to read the Bible, listen to the Bible, hear the Bible expounded. That'd be a good rentrée resolution. Lots of great Bible apps. Somebody can read the Bible to you for 30 seconds, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I've got an app where the guy reads the whole Bible and it's like half an hour a day. And he's reading Job at the moment, and it goes on and on. But sometimes the long game is actually a good game. Maybe we always fail to keep up with our Bible reading. Could we partner up with a friend? I read on the BBC website that there's a website where you can find somebody to commit suicide with. Isn't that joyful? You know what? I know a place where you can find somebody to read the Bible with. It's called St. Mark's Church, Versailles. Partner up with a friend. Did you do your reading today? Yeah, I'm going to do it now because you reminded me. Have a little accountability group and see how we're getting on. Home groups are like that. Home groups are good. Belt, breastplate, shield, shoes, helmet, sword. So let's summarize and then conclude. Pick it up. Put it on. Because being a victim of this broken world is not inevitable. Bible says we can make our stand. We can make our stand protected from the fear of death. It's going to get me here. It's going to get me here. No, it's not. Because Jesus died for my sins. Aware of our enemy. Knowing which way the arrows are coming from. Knowing the word of God. And we've got our long flowing robes tied up and we're ready to act. Pick it up. Put it on.